Good morning. It's Thursday, the 21st of May.
So the big story today is the forward curve for May. It's moving in the right direction, but it's still ugly.
How ugly?
We're 11 and a half points behind where the booking curve says we should be right now. The good news is that's a 5.5 point improvement over the last 7 days. A week ago, we were 16.9 behind. So pace is recovering, just slowly.
Which routes are dragging that number down?
Three standouts. George to Hoedspruit is 32 points behind the curve. Load factor of 49% on 11,000 seats. Then Cape Town to Hoedspruit, 29 points behind. And Cape Town to George, 26 behind. Those are the repair jobs for the next 2 weeks.
Can any of those actually be fixed in 14 days?
Cape Town to George, maybe. It's a smaller market. Targeted stimulation could move the needle. George to Hoedspruit at 32 points behind with 5,000 seats still to fill. That's a tough ask this late.
Right. What about June? Is the shape any better?
June is 7.8 behind, which looks better, but it's early in the booking cycle, so you'd expect that. Worth watching, though, Bloemfontein to Joburg and Harare to Joburg are both running about 17 points behind curve already.
Okay, let's talk Cape Town to Port Elizabeth. I know it's come up before. What's fresh today?
Quick update. Capacity is up a third year on year. Load factor dropped about 10 points, and yield slipped 6.4%. Airlink added roughly 2,000 seats into that market, while we added nearly 6,000. So the market is growing fast, up almost 50%, but we lost 3 points of share.
So it's a capacity question, not a demand question.
Exactly. The market's there. We just brought too many seats too fast, and now yield's paying for it. Seasonal factors could be at play too.
Got it. Give me the shape of May month to date, quick.
Through yesterday, revenue per flight up 20% year on year, 241,000 Rand. That's almost entirely price-led. Yield up 34%. PAX down 14. So fewer people, paying a lot more. Load factor at 81.5, 10 points behind last year.
That yield number is doing a lot of heavy lifting.
It is. And it's worth remembering, Rand weakened 12.4% month on month to 16.51. Most of our cost base is dollar denominated. So that yield strength isn't all sticking.
Right. Fuel's been relatively cooperative, though.
Yeah, jet fuel down about 12% month on month. So fuel's helping. FX is hurting. They roughly offset, but it's worth Elmar keeping an eye on that FX number if it keeps sliding.
Quick check. Anything notable in the ops numbers?
On time, performance ticked up to 93.6, just under the 94 target. Tech dispatch rate is 99. That's solid. NPS at 72 above target. Nothing alarming there.
Good. Okay, two questions for Elmar's exec meeting. First, the forward curve for May has improved 5.5 points in a week, but is still 11.5 behind. Which of those behind curve routes, specifically George to Hoedspruit and Cape Town to George, can be stimulated in the next 10 days? And which ones do we just accept and pull capacity next month?
And second, Airlink keeps adding seats into our markets. Durban to Joburg, we lost 8 points of share. And on Cape Town to PE, they added 2,000 seats. Is there a coordinated competitive response here, or are we fine letting them grow share while we hold yield? Actually, before we wrap, one more route Elmar should see. Cape Town to Nelspruit, capacity more than doubled, up 131% year on year, and load factor collapsed almost 20 points to 79%. That is the single biggest load factor drop in the entire network. Yield is also down 5.8%. So this is the same capacity discipline story as Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, except way more extreme, and we said nothing about it.
Was that a planned launch with a ramp-up period? Or did we just dump seats into a leisure market that could not absorb them? Have a good one.